We stay in India for this next story, though it's not about that country. It's about Tibet. Dharamshala in India is a seat of the Tibetan government in exile. It's also the host of an unusual beauty pageant.
The first contestant of the swimsuit round of Miss Tibet 2011.
This weekend, the Miss Tibet pageant will crown its 12th winner in Dharamshala. As Tracy Mumford reports, the pageant's been controversial over the years for a couple of reasons.
How do you have a national beauty pageant when some say you don't have a nation? China considers Tibet to be part of China, not an independent country. There's also the issue of whether the very idea of a beauty pageant betrays Tibet's Buddhist roots. In 2004, the prime minister of the government in exile declared it to be un-Tibetan. Though, the Dalai Lama doesn't seem to mind. He'd just like to see the pageant be a little more equal.
I think it should not be just only female, but male also.
The pageant was founded in 2002 by a journalist and event producer named Lobsang Wangle. He started it, in his words, to give Tibetan women a platform to showcase their aspirations and talents.
You know the whole concept of Shangri-La that people talk about? Paradise on Earth, that's Tibet.
That's Tenzing Lamo. She's Miss Tibet 2013. She's never actually been there, though. Very few of the Miss Tibet contestants have. They've grown up scattered around the world, in India, Australia, Switzerland, and the U.S. Tenzing spent her childhood in a Tibetan settlement in southern India.
I knew about the Miss India contest, and I always thought it was so cool. And, you know, but we're like, oh, we're not Indians, we cannot participate and all that.
She first heard about Miss Tibet in 2002 after she'd moved to Madison, Wisconsin. Lobsang counted on word of mouth to spread news of his pageant around the world.
The Tibetan community is so small, nothing really gets around without everybody knowing about it.
Beauty pageant contestants will give you lots of reasons for why they're competing. For the money, for their modeling career, for world peace. Tenzing wanted to bring the world's attention to the Tibetan people. And she thought the sash and crown could do it.
If I go around saying, hey, my name is Tenzing, do you want to learn about Tibet? People wouldn't pay as much attention as if I say, hey, I'm Miss Tibet and I want to talk about Tibet.
Last winter, she mustered the courage to apply online. But when the organizer Lobsang got in touch with her, she found out it wouldn't be your typical pageant with disco balls and dance numbers that year.
He kind of hinted, you might not have any competition.
The day before her flight, she learned that all of the other contestants had decided not to compete. There'd been a scandal over the judging in 2011, and the following year, there was no competition held at all. So Tenzing won before she even left Wisconsin.
I just always joke about, I'm the default Miss Tibet. And I have had people like talk about it on the internet too. Oh, she won because she didn't have any competitors. Sometimes it makes me mad, but then I'm like, ah, whatever. It's kind of funny, so.
Despite the lack of competition, Lobsang told her the show would go on.
He was trying to tell me that there's going to be a show and I'd have to perform and everything. And I told him, you know, I am not the performing type. I'm not going to dance in front of people. I said, I'll give a speech.
So she spoke before a small gathering about oppression in Tibet and the rising number of self-immolations there.
That is one of the most important things in life, you know, having the dignity of living as a human being with your voice being heard. And that's not happening in Tibet.
It's not the first time a Miss Tibet has taken a political stand. Back in 2006, when Miss Tibet competed in the Miss Tourism pageant in Malaysia, representatives of the Chinese government demanded that her sash say, Miss Tibet, China. She refused to compete. It happened again in 2011 at the Miss Asia Pacific World Competition. China wanted Miss Tibet's sash to read, Miss Tibet, China. She was from Switzerland, so she competed as Miss Tibet, Swiss instead. It may seem kind of trivial, but Tenzing sees power in a pageant sash.
Seeing Miss Tibet with, you know, the sash Miss Tibet out there with the rest of the world, it kind of makes you feel proud and, you know, gives people hope. Yeah, you know, we're getting more out there. People are actually receiving us and, you know, acknowledging us.
This weekend, Tenzing Lama will surrender her title to the next Miss Tibet. And it's a safe bet that the winner will be Tenzin Yangzam of India. Because for the second year in a row, Miss Tibet has only one contestant. For The World, I'm Tracy Mumford, Madison, Wisconsin.